greet you, honorable members, all people on the platform, in particular, civil society organizations that have been following this process throughout, fellow South Africans who are following us on different platforms. As I greet you, we are holding a subcommittee meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Communications and Digital Technologies. Our purpose of the subcommittee has been that of assisting with making recommendations at the end on the SABC board appointment to the House. And of course, post that, it will then get to the appointing authority, which is the president. Just to remind ourselves of the rules, because already this may have happened now, that at all times, let's ensure that our mics are muted and video cameras off until you are recognized by the chairperson. In that case, you'll unmute your mic. Ensure at all times as you reconnect to the meeting that your video camera is switched off, your mic is muted, as mics are sensitive and could therefore pick up background sounds which may disrupt the speaker that may be on the platform. In case of point of orders, I remind honorable members that you would keep your mic muted, raise your hand to be recognized by the chair. In that case, once recognized, you'll then unmute your mic and proceed to raise the point of order on which the chairperson can report. We are also guided that we do not raise necessary point of orders that can collapse the meeting on this platform. Having said that, I would now, once again, as I said, I had confirmation that we do have a quorum, but for formality, I would want to check if we do have any apologies that have been forwarded to the committee support.
Good morning, Chairperson. We received one apology for Honorable Kubeka. She is not well at the moment. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, with regard to the subcommittee, as you would know, we have Honorable Ntebo, who placed Honorable Kubeka and participated throughout the process. It may be for the next meeting, we'll keep that in mind. Honorable members, having looked at the apology and the clarity I've given, I take it that would be now able to proceed with the subcommittee work. The item for this morning is an item where we would get members to motivate the names that they would want considered. As it is usually the case, would then allow a discussion once all presentations are made, so that the first point would be to try and persuade each other in the best interest of South Africans who also followed the processes of this subcommittee, so that at the end would then have a report that has taken into account all other steps including comments that would have been received from the public and the legal clarities that were given to this committee, as well as deliberations were had on the 27th in that regard. So I do understand that there were indications that by 10 o'clock there are different party caucuses and women caucuses and all that, but surely we could still be able to complete our work in the 2 hours. And it is only one item that we are focusing on, which is deliberations on the names. We will be asking, as we usually do, the committee support to help us note as submissions get to be made, motivated by different members who are in the subcommittee. We'll then, from that point, take up a discussion. So that's the item we are dealing with. Having waited for quite some time on the basis of committee decision to have all candidates vetted, and that we have such. It has never been the practice, therefore, to put confidential and personal information to the public in that regard, as each of the candidates may also have personal matters raised. We've always been interested in that there may be no issues of conflict of interest or criminal activities that people may have been involved in, which may bring a bad name to the institution or continued such criminal activities, be it fraud and corruption, and so on, that get raised. So in that score, honorable members, like I said, we have waited up to this far, and surely this is now the time to get to recommendations with the motivations you'd make for members that you would want, or South Africans that you would want proposed to the board. That's the item we're dealing with. And I would want that we are focused on that. Honorable Kola Barnett, do you want to be the first to present?
Yes, I'm happy to jump in, Chair. If I could just confirm from you, as we never had it in writing, do we now accept that all the vetting has been completed?
As I said, Honorable Kola Barnett, yes, we do have the vetting of candidates, except what we've raised in the committee. Of course, I must say, not assume that you were able to follow post you leaving the meeting on that day.
Well,
because remember, we said we'd announce it towards the end of the meeting. We only have one person who would have withdrawn in the process of the vetting itself, and that would be Miss Stempel. Portia, I'm pronouncing it well.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, Chair, you are pronouncing it correctly. It's Miss Cynthia Stempel.
Okay. So we only have one withdrawal in that score. But that withdrawal was post the submissions that were already made. Otherwise, we have been receiving, like we have been updating the committee, we've been receiving those names beat by beat. And because of the decision, we had to proceed, of course, without the one that would have withdrawn, because that's not at the imposition of the committee. It would be personal reasons that would have occurred, that would have led to such a situation. And I'm sure at the end of the meeting, even in the committee, we may want to make other than the recommendations on names, just other recommendations on how to improve the processes going forward, but as well as the fact that by the time you may go to some of the candidates that you are recommending, some of them may be engaged elsewhere and may not be interested, and we may not want to go through a similar process in that regard. So those will be matters we may want to take up later on. So having clarified that point, I want us to really, as I said, I don't want to lose people by 10 on the basis that they are attending stand meetings of caucuses, and they may also want to brief their caucuses anyway of the deliberations thus far. So with that, I thought you were to present at that time, but you've been clarified now.
Yes, so I want I'm happy to present.
I just want to outline how would then proceed, just to be sure that even those that have not engaged the matter before. I want to repeat. The committee support will assist when we're dealing with the shortlisting. So we'd have presentations, different presentations, and from there, get the others to comment, right? So I was just teasing you to say, are you like presenting now? Because you may be asking for clarity. We've always approached it from a point that we'll start the majority party presenting, then yourselves will follow, and the other parties in that score would follow. So find you. Honorable Mlala, I see your hand.
Yeah, I'm ready to present, Chair.
Okay. Now, thank you, Honorable Mlala. So I was like indicating, as Honorable Kola Barnett will proceed as we usually do. So if you are ready, Honorable Mlala will allow you to present, followed by the Democratic Alliance. We'll then have the AFF and then the IFP doing presentations.
Thanks, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members of the subcommittee. I don't know, because my network sometimes has problems. If I could keep the camera just to see that it's me. I've not sent anybody. Chairperson.
Honorable Mlala, proceed.
Yes. Yeah, no, thanks, Chair. I think from the ANC point of view, we have considered all the names, we have done due diligence, and I think these are the names that we are proposing. And the first three names are as a result of continuity, as one of the principles that we need to uphold. The first name is René O'Hall.
May I just check, is it on your side, Honorable Mlala? Whatever is saying is disrupting us. Okay, we now can hear you. Please start. You've now muted yourself. Unmute and proceed.
Yes, thanks, Chair. I was saying that we were guided by the following principles. One is continuity. Two is gender. Three, it's we're looking at the performance in terms of interviews. Four, we're also considering the issue of youth representation, minorities. Those are the principles that guided this proposal. So the following names are therefore recommended. The first one is René Horn. I hope the administration will not say I'm faster. The CVs, obviously, the administration has got all the CVs. They will attach them. The second one is my mailer, David. It's also continuity. The third name is Muhuba Dinkwanyana Kalema. It's continuity as well. The fourth name is Monsami, Miss Magdalene Monsami. The fifth name is Van Heerden Oscar, Dr. Van Heerden, Dr. Oscar Van Heerden. Let me call it nicely. And then the sixth person is Pale Sakadi, Mrs. The seventh person is Baki Nombuiselo, Mrs. The sixth name is Makwanya, Kate. The other name, I'm not able to pronounce it properly. Ifeheli or something. But it's Makwanya, Kate. And then the ninth one is Kruger Franz, Professor. The tenth name is Rea Betwi Mutau, Mrs. The 11th name is Mutinde Lumko Cesario, Mr. The 12th name is Tipanyani Sidiso. And then the last but one is Zita Langa, Mr. And in total, there are 13. These are just recommendations for engagement. So they also engage as well and see how we move forward. Chairperson, those are the names that the ANC is proposing and recommending for the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mlala. We now invite Honorable Kolabanat from the Democratic Alliance.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Interesting number of similarities in on the list. I went about this by grading each candidate on exactly the same matrix during the interviews, and took in indeed many of the the headings that you referred to. But for me, expertise on the subject that could benefit the SABC, I think was my number one issue. So my number one choice is Patiswa Magopeni as former head of SABC News. Her knowledge is encyclopedic, and she was my top scoring candidate. Dr. Rene Horn, I agree with you, as a current board member, shows the continuity. Advocate Tipanyane gave a stunning interview, so that's my third choice. Quentin Green was also huge expertise in broadcasting and gave an excellent interview, expert on finance, which I think, frankly, is something the SABC needs. Professor Franz Kruger, I absolutely agree, extensive expertise. Mr. Lance Rothschild is an expert in turning stations around financially. I thought that too would bring much needed expertise. Mr. Zed Matthews, expert in broadcast policy, was next. Mr. Jack Pahlane, a current member of the board for continuity. Mr. Katuselo Ramukumba, internal audit expert, Mr. Thembisa Fakude from Al Jazeera and many areas of expertise on radio and finance. Mr. Mpo Tsedu, former SABC strong on journalism. And then Mr. Kingdom Moshoyane, an arts expert, which I think was sadly lacking on that area. So that would be my 12. I do have the odd other one in the wings, but I think let's perhaps start with that list. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Colour Barnett. From the Democratic Alliance, I would recognize Honourable Bambo from the EFF. Honourable Bambo, were you able to hear? I saw him on the platform. Seems we have lost him. Honourable Bambo. We'll come back to him if he connects before we deal with presentation. We'll ask in the meantime administration to follow up. To the IFP, the Honorable Majozi.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honourable members. I think more or less we used the same formula in terms of checking and aligning how the board would appreciate it to be. Obviously, it was interviews, how they performed, the performance in interviews, and also checking that we do have a balance in gender equality and making sure that there is also a representation of young people. Mine, in this priority order, Chair, my first priority, would be that the former CEO of NYDA and currently a, I'm not sure what he is in NISA, it would be Mr. Katutselo Ramukumba. That would be number one. And number two, it would be Ms. Patiswa Mahupen, former SABC head of news, and also Dr. Renee, the current board member. Number four would be Tanje Kwayo Neliswa, and number five would be Pakino Vuiso, and number six would be Advocate Tseliso Dipanyan. And Mr. Quentin Green as well, and also Mr. Z Matthews, and Maimela David, and also Zita Langa, and Mr. Thembisa Fakude, and Mpo Tsedu. Well, he gave a very, very beautiful interview. I do remember that Tsedu gave a very, very beautiful interview. And also Prof. Kuga. And I think, I'm not sure if I'm on the last one, Mr. Jack Palan. Yes, those are the names in that order, Chairperson. Those are the names. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Majozi. I do see that now Honorable Pambo is back. We can go back to him.
Honorable Pambo. Thank you very much, Chair. We are not delusional about our space here. And, good morning to every member in the portfolio committee. We propose two names, Katuchelo Ramukumba. We propose Mohuba. Those are the two names we propose in the spirit of sharing the space, but also in the reality that we've got certain numbers as members of the committee. So we're not going to give you 12 or 13.
We seem to have lost. We've lost another Pambo.
It says he's still unmuted.
You are unmuted, but I can't hear you unless it's on my side. So you just
we can hear the fighter. We can hear the fighter, Comrade Chair.
But we heard the first name. The second
now
name.
Now he put two names, but he was still making the motivation that he understands the numbers in terms of the setup in the committee, and therefore are presenting only two names, which would have been Ramukumba, if I heard well, and Mohuba. Yes.
Mohuba, not Mohuba.
Oh, I thought it says Mohuba.
No, he said Dinkwanyana Mohuba.
Yes, that's the name I heard.
Oh, no. That's...
Yeah, but the point I was making was that he was not presenting more names, but motivating why he limited the submission to two names. And therefore talking to the sharing aspect that we need to also accommodate other views. But I wanted him to be the one saying it, but we've lost him. I will then...
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Pambo.
I don't know where we ended up, Chair, but I seem to be struggling.
You presented two names. You were just completing your motivation on why... restricted yourself to two names.
Yes, Chair.
Can you hear now?
Chair? No, that's very clear, Chair. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
No,
we just wanted to check if you have completed your presentation so that...
No, that's fine, Chair. I don't want to take long, Chair. I think perhaps what is the... plea is that we continue with the spirit of the committee of how we have sort of dealt with such deliberations wherein we take each other as opposed to taking into the consideration of majority over minority, and that we are able to engage each other. And this is the spirit in which we are coming in. And we see that there are a lot of females that have been proposed by other political parties, and we accept that from the other political parties without accentuating them or amplifying them. But from our side, these are the two that we insist on, and we will accept everything else from the other side. We don't want to, at this point, be the ones who say we don't want this name as opposed to that one. So for now, we accept that the majority is on the other side and we propose these two names. And for this, at this point, we will rest on these two. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. May I just check, because these would have to be accurate, that we still have time. Whether from the committee support, if you are not ready, could 5 minutes be fine so that you flight the the inputs that have been made, and the parties can confirm that before we get to persuasions. May I just check that?
Morning, Chairperson, morning, members. I think 5 minutes will suffice, Chair. We just need to reconcile.
Okay. Now, with the 5 minutes, we can just take that break and then allow the nature of politics. You can help the process by engaging each other, but virtually. So we'll break for now. Thank you. We'll just get an indication, honorable members, once the administrator to flight. Just hope we don't lose some of you with connectivity in the process. Honorable Pambo in particular. Mr. Maliga, ready now?
Honorable Chair, we're almost done. We're almost done. You know, we're working online and it's a bit confusing. Just two more minutes, please, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Honorable Chair, I think we're done. I've just sent the document to Dr. Mudi and Portia to flight. I am also load shedding and my battery is dying in two seconds or so, but I'm sure the colleagues will cover me. Yes, Chair.
Please flight it.
Portia, can you flight, please? I don't have the rights.
I have your rights, Dr. Mdube.
That's all. Chair, these are the numbers. The green will be the ANC numbers for confirmation. And they are in the chronological order, you know, from 1 to 13. The blue would be the DA's numbers, and the red would be the EFF. And the orange would be the IFP. Can we get a confirmation from the members, Chair, if those numbers are in order? That's what we have captured. Suffice it to note, Chair, that from the IFP's point of view, Ms. Majosi had mentioned Tenjo Kwayo, who was not interviewed. She was part of the nominations, but she was not, she didn't go through the interview processes. Those are numbers, Chair. I'm not too sure if you would want us to elaborate on anything.
Chair, may I speak?
Yeah, just that I thought that the reason waited was the presentation would also show commonalities and so on. Honorable Kolabana, do you want to confirm your names?
Yeah, I'm just not. Oh, there, over there at the top. I'm looking for the color, the blue mark against Patiswa. And then I see over on the right-hand one my list, but I don't see her with a coloured blue stripe next to her name. Am I missing it? Am I perhaps, I'm looking up and down, I just don't see it. I see, we go further down.
Yeah, they go further down.
I still don't see it.
If you go further down, Ms. Carla Barnett, she is on the candidate list. She's number 47.
Oh, I see. You've used her second name, not Patiswa Magopeni. Okay. I've got it. Thank you.
We are clear, Honorable Carla Barnett.
I am. Thank you, Chair. I just couldn't see the bottom of the page.
Okay, I'm not sure if Honorable Pambo is back because I want us to proceed to the next stage.
Before we proceed.
Yes, Honorable Majosi.
No, thank you, Chair. I think on my list, I thought I had I shortlisted about 10, only to find that it was 13. I think it was an omission of Ms. Neliswa. it was an omission because she's number last on the list. I don't know how I put her, but yeah, Miss Nelly Swa, because I've got 13 names instead of 12. So they can just take her out.
Okay. That's a correction from the FP. I take it that Honorable Pambo has no corrections to make. Right. Like I said, honorable members, I thought that there's some convergence on certain matters. Honorable Pambo?
I'm covered, Chair. Thanks.
Covered. Right. I just want us to see, maybe you'll help also persuade each other as parties. Because this may help us, even if it takes a bit of time. Just to agree first on the principle, whether we agree to it. The point raised by when he was motivating the two names, that he also takes into account the need to accommodate, but recognizing the numbers without using a majority rule approach, where those who've got big numbers would bully others. And that has been the spirit of the committee. He also made a further point that therefore does not disagree with those names, in particular majority of women, that would have been put through. Now, in this call, I want to make this suggestion as a way of trying to get closer to each other. If we can sort out the part about women, because I thought the time that it was taking, we're also going to be assisted with that. If we agree with that principle, we just get the women on one side. The women on one side, and then from the male part, we can also look at the same, that these are the males, but also give an indication of commonality in these names. I want us to deal with it just at once, if honorable members agree. We then look at those commonalities so that if there's a motion to say probably let's agree on those at least that appear in all, agree. And then from there also get to persuade each other that look, you may have one name or two on women that appear on two, but may not be supported from the others. Can you take the name so that we are done at least as it relates to women? And then take, like I said, from the males, we also look at those that at least there's general agreement also on such names. And then from there persuade each other on the last names to get to the 12. I'm not sure if members do hear the point as a way of trying to get all these other aspects under one discussion, and we can then get through with the 12 that we can get out of these numbers. So we've done that before. So plans list. Honorable, there's a background. Honorable Mlala.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think I fully agree with your approach. Except to say that maybe what created the delay is that we wanted first people to confirm names. But I would have preferred that before we go into gender, minorities, and so on, the first thing that we need to indicate is, let's say we have four parties, political parties, let's categorize. If there's a name that appears in all the four names, let's put them up and say these are the names that appears in four names. Three, these are the names that appears in three parties. These are the parties. And then once we finish that, it will be easier to deal with the gender and other principles that we want to deal with, minorities and so on. It will be easy for us to manage that. But maybe I don't understand this yeah. presentation here because it's a bit complex, but they must just simplify it.
Yes.
Maneli has been nominated by party ABC, three names, and then we do that. And then once we finish that, then we can check the gender in terms of that representation. And then it will be easier. Unlike if we start with men and women, we may lose the fact that how many names have been seconded by various political parties. But I agree with you in terms of the approach. I'm just emphasizing this part. Thanks.
Now, Honorable Mlala, as I give to Honorable Kola Barnard, I think I heard your voice because I can't sit up.
Yes, indeed. I have put my hand
yes.
up.
Yes, but I just wanted to clarify that I'm putting all those principles. I've started to that point, that there are names that are common with all parties. You'll put those, but we still have to put the part about women and men, including the support they have from the parties, whether it's four, three, or two, so that when we deal with the discussion, we can look at it in totality rather than taking many breaks where we now have to say, let's look at gender, then break, look at that, then break. That was the only thing, Honorable Mlala. Otherwise, it starts there. That there are those that are already clear now.
I agree, Chair. Thanks.
Yeah. Honorable Kola Barnard.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, I think the first thing to do is have a list which has removed all the people who got no votes at all. I think there are a number of women nominated by at least two parties. So I think drawing up the list of who got three votes, who got two votes, would be a really good start to putting it together. And I think you'll find that there are so many women on the list in any way, it's not going to be an issue. So that would be my suggestion. Let's just get a clean list of the three votes and the two votes list. That's just my proposal. Thank you, Chair.
Chair.
Honorable Pambo and Honorable Machozi, I see.
Chair, my proposal is simply this. Maybe it's from the benefit of seeing the lists being put up before we came in. The idea is that let's have a principle before we even go into the decision. And this principle, in the same way as Honorable Mlala is saying, that let's put up on the side those who got the most votes, that's fine. But the principle must be that let's have, at the least, if we're failing on the gender question, is that let's have 50-50 male, 50-50 women. No, it can be anything, 60% women, but let it never be 60% men, but let it be at the least 50-50 male, and 50 male, 50 female, 50 male. If we're failing, that's at that point. But if it's 60 women and 40 women, men, male, that's fine. But it must never be 40 women, or rather female, and 60 male. That is the proposal I put to you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Pambo. I'll comment after Honorable Machozi.
No, thank you, Chair. I think I agree with honorable members who are saying let's put according to who got the most votes, whether four or three, and then let's start there. And then on our admin side, Chair, what I would suggest is that so that it gives us a clear picture of how many women we have on the list and how many young people we have on the list. As we are going with the proposed names, that this is number one who got 3 votes, this is number two got 3 votes, this is number three. And then on the side, can they write whether youth, miss youth or what, so that then we do have a picture of how many young people are represented and how many women are represented, and also how many then the general consensus that will be there as well. So that is what I would propose, that so that it gives us a clear picture. But I agree with comrades. Let us, I agree with honorable members. Let us continue with the way we have been doing with other entities as well. Would look at who got the most votes, and we take it as such, and then we'll then engage after that. Then how do we then balance the scale? Thanks, Chief.
Yes, honourable members, I think we are in agreement. The only thing was that, like honourable Mulala came back to clarify the support, is that we just need to have everything else you've proposed at one. I don't want to lose any member without you making your inputs clear. Let's get the list cleaned up so that we focus on the names that have been presented, which is mostly on the right. Then from there, get to these names have been presented, but these are the ones with the parties that have supported. Whether it's three, whether it's four, whether it's two. And in that, take statement made by Honorable Bambo. So that's what I was trying to get to, that he's made it as a general point about the support for women. So even if it's listed as two names that they've put as priority, but they've made this principle in terms of supporting those names. So you'll take that into account. So if you agree, honorable members, because it's just the cleaning up, putting this into perspective, that we give them, I think it will facilitate the discussion easier. It gives you also a chance to persuade each other to move forward. Support staff, would you need to add 10, 15?
If I may, Honourable Chair, I think if we can be allowed, if it's allowed, Chair, until 1:30, I'm not too sure if I'm pushing it, but I think about 20 minutes will definitely give us a bit of time to, you know, to do a good job.
As long as it helps us to do it in 10 minutes, 20 minutes to be done, like I said, I don't.
Right, so
I'm happy to miss part of my caucus. This is really
today.
Important.
Today, that's good.
You're breaking up, Chair.
Was it Honorable Bambo? Am I breaking up? Honorable members?
You're back now, Chair.
Yeah, Chair, I think we must give the administration time so that they can finish. We will then discuss later. Let's not get into discussion now. Let's give the administration time so that we can then come back and discuss.
So we come back at 1:30?
At 1:30, yes.
Okay.
So can we then come back at 1:30?
Chair. Yes, Chairperson. I'm not sure if at 1:30 I'm available. I have a matter here now at court. I'm just waiting for my name to be called. So yeah. I'm not sure if 1:30 I'll be available, but if I am, I will still be here.
Okay, but we do have a sense of the points you've raised, Honorable Machozi, and there will still be a report to the committee later on. I'm just saying in case we have challenges.
Thank you, Chairperson.
All right. 1:30.
Recording in progress.
Through the entire list of the nominees, bit of work. But these are the categorization based on number of votes for each and every nominee. There's 43 votes, there's only one female. If we use the criteria on the females first, one female on three votes, there's about two females on two, and the rest it's about four on one vote. And that's on and criteria, and the rest are females.
Honorable Pambo Beck. A clear my understanding here is that Honorable Pambo seems not to be back. Because I repeated this point, I think, a number of times. Honorable Pambo was clear that he presented two names but supported women. So that will tell you that there would be their support on each of the women presented.
Chair, may we keep the list on the screen, perhaps?
I don't see it on screen now. I don't know. I thought it was on my side, maybe I was punching something, it went off.
It was, but it's gone now.
Is it me who's out?
Out of what, Chair?
Out of the platform, because I wanted to be sure that everybody sees. So I was asking if everyone sees the list now.
I'm seeing it, and you're clear as well speaking. Thank you.
Okay, the point I was making, honorable members, was that, which is why I'm checking if Honorable Pambo is back, because that's an important statement he made, that they would have supported women, even though they presented two males, that they understood from a point of numbers that they have, so, and that there is a need for sharing. So in essence, what it means is that where you have the females,
you would still have the EFF supporting those names because they are females that have been raised. It then changes the numbers.
Well, Chair, if we go with the...
Because then that would mean, yes?
Apologies. Sorry, I can't put the camera on because I'm busy looking at this screen. We've got three in the top two lists and then would of necessity go with the next three who only got one vote. Am I correct? That would give you six women. Am I correct?
No, I just want us to first establish that that principle is accommodated.
Well, if we go by the top two lists, it's okay, only three women.
Yeah, let me just start with the three votes first, where it's said to be three votes. We agree on the Tipanyane, that was three votes as reflected on the left. Like I said, with the EFF, it's on.
And Ramakumba.
Yeah, no, Ramakumba is there. Like I said, it has before Prof. Kruger, according to the list. It's Ramakumba. They are all in the three, except for a woman who would then before with EFF support. Then you get to the two votes. Outlive the males, right? Then the females again, the EFF puts the number up. Baji, then Makopeni again, EFF that puts it to three. You go down. So those first is the male, that was the one on one, child, the male. Mukwanya, female, EFF, that takes it to two. Sami at EFF, that will put it two. Gadi, EFF, and Edbutaung, EFF. Because they've been clear on their support for women and even worked on what could it mean in percentage terms. Let's see what that means then in numbers.
Chairperson, are you done?
Yes. Yes, Honorable Mlala, I'm done in what I was clarifying. I hope you understood it the same, that the EFF was clear on their support for women.
Yes, I think he was definitely chair.
Yes. So it then changes, as I say, the numbers. So some of those women that had two are now getting into the category of three. And those that were at one get also into the category of two in that school. Honorable Mlala, you wanted to come in?
Yeah, I thought, Chair, in your presentation, you were quite correct in saying that we need first to agree on the metrics on how are we going to sift. Because for me, the first four, because almost all parties agree that the first those that get three names, for me we can leave them, but we need to reshuffle here and have each party identifying a person they can compromise on the two so that we can put women first. That's the first proposal, so that each party then says to us, in terms of the name that I have, I'll give an example. If ANC says we can compromise, I know EFF, for instance, will not compromise on a particular name, Muhuba. They've been emphasizing that, it's fine. But we need to know from the DA to say, in terms of this list that they have presented, who are they? Because we're definitely going to put women there. Maybe if we agree on the metrics on how we're going to sort that out, we agree with the principle that women must be included. We need three women to make this list 12 out of the women below there. So my proposal would be, first, if we could get the IFP to tell us that now that they have Ramkumba, is that the name that they are not compromising? So that when we engage on the gender representation, at least we know we are not going to struggle, agree on women and then disagree on who must get out. So we need first to know if, for instance, ANC saying we are prepared to compromise this name from our list, then we can take it from there. But I don't think we are differing in terms of women representation, maybe the metrics. Let's get proposals on the metrics and agree. Mine is the proposal that if we can have, for instance, the first four names, we can agree to retain them because they've got majority votes, it's three per party. The second part is, in terms of the same metrics, if you look at the first four names, ANC is appearing three times, DA is appearing four times, IFP is appearing four times, EFF is appearing once, twice. EFF is appearing once on Ramkumba. Now,
Honorable Mlala, that's the correction I was making.
Oh, okay.
And it's important, that correction, because it changes the numbers. All I'm saying is that if we can just first agree before we get to this point of which names to drop as parties, if we can first agree that if you add the EFF on women, it changes the numbers. It would mean you only have one that has got four. You've got three, the males that we have, but then you also have women that are in the and Makopeni going up. That takes us to six there up. Then you go down, you have women that go to one. If you add the EFF on those women, they will then go up, that's three, up to the two votes and the males. So we may not even get probably to the one name presentation. And maybe parties will be easy to engage on that. But those that have got support of 3-4-3-2 up, it makes it easy. We'll then talk to minorities and other things later. So I want us to agree at that point, because that correction is not made yet, and I want it made. The numbers.
If I may, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Kola Barnett, you'll come. I just wanted to be sure that Honorable Mlala, with this clarity, he then continues to complete his point and then get to you.
Okay, sorry.
Honorable Mlala.
Yeah, no, I think I'm fine, Chair. But maybe the point that we are missing is if we put the EFF as you propose from Makwanya, remember EFF said they will support 50% women, and so far it's not 50%, it's 70-30. So we need Makwanya, Munsami, and Kadi, those females that got one vote. We put EFF there so that we know EFF also support women. And then now, if the administration can do that for us, put EFF there, Makwanya, Munsami, Kadi, as the chair is proposing, and then we'll see then it changes then the picture at the top. Yes. If that's the understanding, Chair, I don't have a problem with that, except that maybe we could hear what other colleagues are saying beyond that, because my point will still remain that after we've put EFF here, then this becomes true now. We add the names below that. How many are they? 4 plus 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 14 plus 4 is 18. Then we can go to the next item in terms of your proposal, Chair. I think I'm okay. I'm clear.
May I, Chair?
Yes, can
you not me, Chair, as well?
You'll then follow after the Honourable Colaban.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said I had to wait until he spoke. Okay.
No, it was Honourable Mlala, so it's done. So you can
Dr. Basupu. Okay, so look, if we go with 1, 2, 3, the top female, then we've got options of 4 here. I would be happy with Makwanya, Munsami, and Ma Tang as the last 3. Because they scored higher on my list. So I'd be happy then for that to be our selection of 6. And I've also got some other males I would concede could be cut off, but we'll talk about that in a moment.
Honorable Dr. Basop, as the administration corrects on Baki.
Chair? Chair?
I think the starting point for me is column 2, as you propose. If we adopt the principle that has been sponsored by EFF, that would mean, therefore, from column 2, we are moving those 2 females up to make 6 candidates. Can you do that before we go to number 3? Can you do that?
If I may, Chair, we have just corrected the spreadsheet when we've moved the females up with one number each based on the EFF suggestion. Koshi, I have just an updated spreadsheet, if you can project that one. And all the females will move a step higher on the basis that the EFF sponsored all the females.
Yes, was it Honorable Pambo who also wanted to speak? I'm sure Honorable Dr. Basop will come back once you've
Yes, Chair. I think the projection has now been removed, but essentially I was actually querying why the EFF is selected to have sort of nominated some of those names there, but now I hear that it's based on the principle.
Yes.
And if it's going to be the case, we've got perhaps objections on, we may have objections on some names. It's not a tabula rasa approach. Yes, we're committed to the position of at the least 50-50, sort of a zebra stripe. And if it goes beyond 60%, we are happy with that if it favors the females. I was just checking that, but now that the previous speaker, Basopi, just spoke now, I think he has essentially clarified. But let it be so that we will obviously have a position on the female names, but the principle still stands that we stand on 50-50.
All right. thanks, Honorable Bambo. Honorable Dr. Basop, with that having been clarified, would you want to come back again?
No, not for now, Chair. Not for now.
You are a bit clearer.
Yes. Yes, I'm clear.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Basso. I'm sure you will then help us, administration. We have got the six now on top. I take it that honorable members agree on that point. I will deal with objections later, but that's the six based on votes.
Could we slide it up? I can't see the top of the, that's it. Thank you so much.
I'm sure you can see that now. We'll then move to, the threes are agreed. We'll move to the twos now. So we have six there on top. Can we move to the twos? Right. I take it that first and foremost, there's no problem with regard to women, but we do have males to consider. So I want to check where that puts us, because we now have six. This is where maybe Honorable Mlala, that point comes in of where would be the areas of compromise without also taking out the other points raised about sharing. If you were to take what the IFP raised about their priority name, which is in the six now, and take what the EFF would have presented as their name in the two names.
Chair?
Can I come in, Chair, before that?
Yes. Honourable Dr. Basso.
If you add the names in number one, in number...
Dr. Basso is missing now. Chair, we can't hear Dr. Basop.
No, gone.
I can't hear either. I don't know if he's still in the platform. We may want to come back to him, but it seems he's gone out of the platform.
Chair,
oh, he's back.
He's back.
But we just can't hear you, Honorable Dr. Basop. We'll then allow you to reconnect again. Honorable Kola Barnett.
Chair, we're talking men now. Would it assist if I gave two names that I had proposed that I would be okay with removing? Although I see you would have to discuss that with the IFP as well. Would that be something you're looking for us to do?
Yes, we can do that. I think that's what Honorable Mlala, like I said, would have proposed.
But, yes, indeed.
I would have still wanted to hear what Honorable Dr. Basop was raising about numbers, because we're trying to get any
contribution now,
that helps us to come together.
Can you hear me now?
Now, better, quite better.
Okay. What I was saying, Chair, if you add the number of the names, column 1, 2, and 3, it gives you 18, which means six names must be removed. I'm saying that, therefore, when we are discussing whatever approach we are coming up with, it should be around that six names must be removed. I don't know whether to get me clearly, Chair. Thanks.
I've got two names I could remove. if you would like me to give you those.
Yes, proceed. Chair.
Okay. I've looked through and maybe doubling up. There's a Mr. Jack Pahlane. He was nominated by myself and the IFP. I'm happy to remove him. I think we've got some people who do similar jobs, have similar expertise. And yeah, I think there is Thembisa Fakude. I suppose we could drop him, which would be a shame, but you know, we have to get it down to 12, I understand. And as I told you, I would vote for Motang rather than Cardi. Thank you.
Chair, maybe before the DA could complete, I would love, for instance, the names that they are proposing is DA and IFP. Maybe if DA, in removing these names, could also interact with IFP so that they don't remove a name and then IFP come and argue for the same name, so that we can then agree with the Basopu principle that it means we need to remove six names. Now DA can remove two, but maybe before the other parties come in, because in those two names, as I'm looking at the list, it's Pahlane, it's Pahlane actually, it's not Pahlane. It's DA and IFP, and Fakude is DA and IFP. So, which means let them have a separate caucus there and agree so that we can then confirm that these two names are removed. And then we can then go to another party and check. EFF is not a big issue because they only had two names. So can we then get, my colleague Kola Barnard could just clear that, so that when we come in and say ANC, these are the names that we think we can live without.
May I ask if
I will allow, but I think I would make a ruling on the matter given what Honorable Machos raised before we took that break.
Okay, I just wondered if our IFP colleague was still on the meeting. Or I recall she had some court matter. So I'm not too sure what the process, the way to go forward. I don't, if she's in court, certainly I can't contact her. That's my problem.
Thank you.
But sure. If I may say, if I remove my vote from those two, it would put them down to one vote each. Am I correct? Would that not achieve the same goal?
Okay, Honorable Pambo, is it you wanted to speak?
Yes, Chair. I think in this part, Chair, I think if the committee is fair to the process, I think the EFF in this case has been very fair in the sense that we gave minimum as possible so that we can allow everyone else to come in. We are the third biggest political party, but in the same vein, we were able to say we will give the least and then allow the process and allow everyone else to come in. So I think in this case, Chair, we are at your feet to ask that the two names be considered as proposed. And we also appreciate that the principle of the females is accepted. So in that vein, we ask that the submission be accepted as proposed of the two names of both the names that we've put up. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Bumbo. Honorable members, I just want to start on the IFP matter. The Honorable Member took the meeting into confidence that she was in the court but also agrees that she would allow the process to unfold and understand very well what she put as names, and her names were in the order of priority. And we should not forget what Honorable Pambo raised when he presented only two names. It was also an appreciation that they must be sharing, but also look at the numbers that we have. So it's not an issue there. And I was making the point that if you were to take the name that was a priority of the IFP, it's already in the trees. And it leaves the EFF only with one name, Mohuba. And surely in the way of keeping the sharing as they motivate, that's a name we could still consider as one of the names to still recommend up. It should be easy to do that. But those that are helping us are those that had more names to consider looking at taking out those. But it shouldn't be like in the absence of the IFP, any name that the IFP put is the name we're taking out completely. So Ramkuma, for example, was the priority number one in that order of priority, and it's there. And there were other names that they proposed, which were in the threes, and that would have been also accepted. So in that way, fairness, they accept the point that the EFF, the Honorable Pambo, is raising at this point. So if we can just go back there, the Honorable Kola Barnard proposed two names that she was to take out, right? I hope Honorable Mlala, you still keep the principles later of checking if the list does take the demographics of the country into consideration in that score, like you raised it.
But yes, Chair.
Cash. Yes.
So
those are the two names. So
the two I gave were Pahlane and Fakude. So I would remove my votes, which would mean they had one vote each if we leave the IFP vote on.
Okay.
Which means the names must then go down to one vote.
Yes.
So they should not remain in the two. No, since what?
Can I get further proposals now?
May we see from the top of the list now, Chair, please? Could they scroll it up?
4 and 3 give us 6.
Yeah, so 12 takes us down to Matthew's, but then we need the women to be put above. As I say, I would vote for Makwanya, Moonsami, and Motong as the three women who go up, and that would give us our 6.
May I get other submissions?
Yeah, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Lumlala.
Yes, I was still consulting on the names that I'm proposing that they may remove. Can I be given just 1 minute? So that I can talk to comrades. Because I'm worried that the first two names, Maimela and Muhuba, they are current sitting. In terms of continuity, we may leave them. Now, I'm left with Zita. In the top 2. The only name I'm left with is Zita. And there's no any other male, and unless if I go up to 3 and 4. Now that
for me, 3 and 4 is not gonna be an option.
Yes, so 3 and 4 is not an option for now. So it means from the ANC, the only person that I can compromise is Zita. I don't have any other name because. Let me check.
Can I come in, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Dr. Basu.
Yes, in principle, I will agree with that. Because my attitude in this is that let's have these 12 names first. Then, obviously, when we're having these 12 names, the issues of female will have been addressed. But there are other issues that need to be addressed as well. The issue of the geographical spreads and other things. So I'm saying, in principle, I agree with that. For now, let's have these 12 names. That's my Malala.
Okay, let's see when you remove that, where does it put us?
If we decided on the second batch of 3 women first, we could move them up and then we would just be left.
Take your proposals if they get to be aligned to this, that you are saying you keep the 2 as Honorable Mlala indicated, that talks to also continuity. You then push up the 3 women where there's additional vote now. That takes us to 5 in this category, not so.
Yes.
Right. I'm saying on what I would say it's agreed approach, right? So if you can,
you're correct.
If you can put them up, I think it will assist, like Honorable Kulapana says. put those up as agreed, and then we know what then gets to be left as. No, but move the two names, Maimela and Mohuba.
Chairperson, if we're now looking a bit further down for the last mail, the Green scored higher for me than Sedu, but I'm not sure what demographics you're looking for at this stage.
We'll get to that discussion, okay. Honourable Colour Barnett, but I just wanted to clear it. The other names remain under the category 2, so that you don't mix it up. Now remain with 2. That will be said to Green at this card. Then on the ones, I can see the blank mail there. I'm looking at the ANC list there. You've left Dr. Oscar Van Yarden. So that it's not like the name was not even tabled. Am I correct? We have 11, isn't it?
That's correct, Chair. So we're looking for, but I think this also will come down to the way you to balance races and all the rest.
No, Honorable Caller Barnard, it's not racism. It's the national question.
I didn't say racism at all. I said race, gender, the demographics of every description. So that's what we need to be guided by. I don't do this kind of bean counting. I just go on expertise. So unfortunately, we have.
You can
recording in progress.
Represented, except for the colored community, if I were to put it in that way. And I want to then propose that the meeting considers putting, that's one, put Dr. Van Yerden to complete the male part, which will leave us at 50-50, but as well as ensuring that we do put the representation from a point of demographics. The second proposal I want to also put up is that instead of throwing the names completely out that remain, especially those ones that have got two, that we probably make a recommendation, because we do not know at the time of appointment whether other people may still not be interested anymore because they are engaged elsewhere, that we keep those as reserve names, that in case there's a need to consider outside of the 12 based on whatever circumstances, natural attrition, all that, that could happen, we still have the consideration of such names, right? So that we don't again go through a process of to and fro and not finalize on the board of the SAPC. Like I'm saying, honorable members, it is really not to impose it, but I'm trying to guide the meeting. If you think you want to consult on the matter, it doesn't get to be any harm if you ask for 5-10 minutes break on that to consult. Maybe you didn't prepare for it, that you look at that and then come back on it, unless you are ready to pronounce on it now. But I think so far we've tried our level best to get closer to each other without using anything called majority or anything, but persuasion. So that's the persuasion I'm making to yourselves as different parties.
Yeah, Chair, I think I'm fine with the persuasion, except the fact that I would have thought that that persuasion would, because from where I'm sitting, the demographics are quite well represented. There's Professor Kruger, there's Renee Horn. So in terms of the minorities, it does not mean we must include everybody, but it's fine. I hear your point. But I was also thinking that maybe let's have Van Yerden and Tsedu. Because Tsedu has also done well, even though it's proposed by the DA and IFP, I think I would support that name and Tsedu. And then maybe we have 13 names, and then let's see what happens, because I'm not so sure whether we'll put Van Heerden on top of Tsedu or Tsedu on top, but it's fine. But for me, it would be better if we use both of them in this regard. But I fully support your proposal, though I'm just saying maybe at Tsedu so that it, because I think from where I'm sitting, Tsedu has done well in terms of the interview. From my point of view, I may not be objective, but I think it's fine. We can include Tsedu and Van Heerden. Thanks, Chair. That's my proposal.
Yes. Chair. Like I said, if you want to consult, you can. It's fine. But let's get Honorable Pambo followed by Honorable Kolbana.
Chair, let me just put it forward. I had not wanted to come out openly and oppose names, but the name of Kruger, for me, is suspect, and I think it was demonstrated in the interview in which we engaged in. It's one of the names, if anything, that if we wanted to drop, is one of the names I would propose that we dropped. And even with the females, if there are females that are still there that we would want to replace, there are females that I would still propose, as long as we reach the 50-50%. I think the 13-name approach just opens up to a... It's almost like we're packing the conversation for later. I think we can conclude on 12 names. What we then do is that then order the what may be substitutes. So we put them in an order to say if there are two names that are not available of the proposed 12, then we know that we've got one and two that are following after that. So we can put it in an order from one to the last number, but that is the order of preference. So if the next name, if the one name falls off, then the name after that conversation. I think that would be my proposal. So that even if tonight we get a letter that says, I'm no longer available for this reason, I've gotten a job wherever, or rather I'm no longer interested, that's fine. It will not derail or ask us off another meeting. But what it will then do is that it will then sort of rearrange the thing. Unless it's a gender question, then we can then reconvene to fix the gender parity, or rather the gender imbalance. But other than that, I think let's just put it in order of preference and take it from there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Pambo. Honorable Kolbana.
Thank you, Chair. I've got a problem with bouncing Van Heerden up. He came virtually one of the last on my interview list score-wise. So I'm not sure why you would choose to suddenly bounce him up. Tsedu, Matthews and Green scored far, far higher than he did. So I would be happy to push Tsedu up, which I think your colleague agreed with that. And perhaps if you feel the need to put, and I don't not sure why you've bounced him up from a one vote up to the top over people with two votes, perhaps you can explain that. Maybe I missed it. But I would say it should go Mahuba Tsedu and then ranked Green Matthews and then put Van Heerden below that. I'm very unhappy with him being on there.
Any other member want to speak before I explain what the Honorable Kolbana wanted explanation on?
Yeah, I think maybe let's start with Honorable Pambo. Uh, Now, I first wanted a discussion on that, and then maybe on the issue of Honorable Kola Barnard. I'm still fine, whether it's Tedu, Matthews, Green, Kadi, for me, it's neither here nor there, because at least Honorable Pambo has clarified that this would be reserved names. In case one drops, then we can look into the three. So if for me, it's fine. I would not oppose her on that proposal, because what she's raising is quite valid. Green got one vote. So maybe because of the motivation of the chair, we can put her below Matthews, put Tedu Matthews and then Green, and then Kadi, it's fine. For me, I'm okay. But I wanted to get the views of members on what Honorable Pam was raising, because I can't speak. I'm the one who proposed Kruger. So I can't then get into that discussion. Maybe the other parties can engage on that. From where I'm sitting, Kruger is on my list. So I'm supporting Kruger.
Honorable Mlala, I do not intend opening up a long discussion. Just remember that the names that are up have got indications of parties supporting them. In fact, the EFF raises this point because on that name, that's the only party that did not support the name. And they're motivating on that. It's unless the ANC wants to withdraw itself from that name. It's ANC, DA, and the IFP, except for the EFF, which registers that if there were to be names to object, that's one of the names that they would object to. And as you deal with names to fall off, that's the name they would want that it falls off. But again, it's based on whether there's a and on that, right? So I just thought it's important to clarify. And when you talk those demographics you are referring to, that's the name that's been used to also justify, I'm just saying a few minutes back, in terms of motivation, so that we don't go around it for some time. I think the point we are dealing with is that if you believe that all other groupings does not mean if there is an identified person who's number five on your list should not be included, at least let's say so. Result of the direction you asked for in terms of balancing the race. That's how the name comes in. So if that name is not acceptable, at least let's agree that it's not acceptable. You would want to push up one name, let's say, say you can look at the 13 as that we can order the ones that remain on the list, right?
No, the Chair. Order of priority. Sorry, Chair. Maybe I missed the names Green and Van Heerden. Maybe I'm confusing the names. Van Heerden was on the top.
Van Heerden was on the one vote, is only number five in your list. That's what I was explaining. So he's not on top three. So meaning that we do not have that representation there. the same argument we bring about Kruger, that Kruger is not only put by yourself, but there are also other parties except the EFF on that name. So the point I'm trying to make, honorable members, is that I think deliberating on it for too long, we may end up opening up even matters that we had agreed upon. And I don't think that's the best way out of the situation. We can note the objection that's given, but then agree that we're putting the 12 names, right? If your point is to say we put Zedu, I think that's where we are now. If you say let's put Zedu instead of bringing in the colored side, Vanier, then we do that so that we pass. And the other names can then be reordered, whether you want to start with green, or you want to start with a woman, you do that, right? You can put Gatti, put Green, put Matthews in that order. But I don't want it to look like none of the committee members considered that if there's an opportunity to put other national groups on board, that is not raised. So it's very important for record. So if we agree, that's the case we have now, and then we reorder the other names in that way. Then we would have 12.
Sorry.
And the others. Yes.
Chair, I think that's would suit very well to have Zedu as the last one, and I would actually put as alternates, shall we say, if it's brought back to the committee and they say we need one person because so-and-so has left, then we should have at least four ranked in order to, you know, to have someone who could fill it. So if we can just leave a space there, shift them down so that we've got the 12 ending in Zedu. And then, we've got another three who had two votes. So we could leave those three as is. I would actually have put Matthews on my scoring system, was ahead of Green. So I would have put him first. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, Chair, I think the administration must then put the ANC on, say, the ANC DAIFP, so that it becomes clear that we are together here.
Indeed.
With Honorable Kola Barnard.
How bizarre is that?
It's not bizarre.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes we must agree. It's not that when we don't agree in terms of ideology, but when it comes to the interest of South Africans, we must agree. Yeah, I think, Chair, now that concludes our discussion, isn't it?
Chair, where do we start counting on this list? There's Renee Horners at the top. That's the number 12. I can't see. That's where it is. Okay, so we have the 12. We're good to go. Am I right?
Yes, we have. And then we have the three that's ordered. I would still push for a woman in the middle.
Sorry, a woman in the middle. Oh, of that list. Got it.
Yes.
Where's another woman? If, we don't have another woman.
If this is the case, honorable members, we can agree then that we have dealt with the names. We are also putting the motivation that in the case of challenges, that the consideration would be on the reserve names, so that there's no to and fro. If the House so agrees, that would be
fine. And as I said, we can then work on further recommendations to improve processes to the future as we get to the committee so that we do not experience what we have experienced. Can we agree that that's how we end this meeting so that administration
agreed
prepares the committee report?
I think it went very smoothly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned. It's no longer bizarre, Honorable Kola Barnard.
I've been around long enough to know how bizarre it is. But then I have been on many committees where we all work together, as you say, for the good of the country. That's what comes first. Thank you.